Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Sabbatical 101. I'm so glad you're here. It's episode 35, and after taking a break for the summer, we are back with tons more sabbatical insight and inspiration. I hope your summer gave you some space to breathe, recharge, or just enjoy a slightly slower pace and a bit less rushing around. One of the things I really like about sabbatical coaching is that I'm always reminded that I should practice what I preach. So for me, that means being really clear about my priorities and doing fewer things more slowly. My kids were in camp most of the summer, so I got to enjoy slow mornings and took time to get back into a regular running routine. We had a few weeks of family vacation, including a trip to France, where we reconnected with friends we made during my sabbatical, visited some of our favorite places, and got to explore some new ones. It was also a big summer for my business. Just over a year in, I'm learning that there are certain times of year when people start coming out of the woodwork with sabbatical questions and planning needs. So this was one of those summers, and I got to work with so many amazing clients in my Reignite program and my Sabbatical Rescue program. I don't know about you, but summer flew by all too quickly, and now we are squarely in back-to-school mode. I'm back on contract and teaching, and the kids went back to school this past Monday. So depending on where you are in the world, you're probably already into a new semester, or you're anticipating the start of a new one. And as you step back into the back-to-school season, you may be thinking about your sabbatical. So if you're like many of the clients I work with, you're probably asking yourself one or more of these questions. What should I do during my sabbatical? How do I figure it out? How do I make sure I don't waste my time during sabbatical? That's a big one. Lots of people are worried about that they'll regret their sabbatical because they didn't use the time well. You may also be wondering, how can I use my sabbatical to stop feeling so burned out and overwhelmed? This is also so common, and this was my challenge when I started planning my sabbatical. I was exhausted from just the constant hustle on the tenure track. You're on that hamster wheel, and by the time you reach your sabbatical, you're just too tired to even think about how to use it. Another common question is, how much work does my institution really expect me to do during my sabbatical? This is a tough one because as academics, of course, we are required to use our sabbatical for some sort of scholarly productivity. But again, no one will really tell you how much is enough. And so this is something that I talk with my clients a lot about. And we really try to be thoughtful about what they are promising their institution and how that interacts with their other needs during sabbatical. Another common question or concern is people feeling nervous about having a semester or a year with no plan or accountability, right? We might complain about teaching and service, but those things kind of keep the trains running on time, right? We have to show up and teach a class, and so we have to do some planning. And so sometimes it can actually be a little easier to fit in writing in the margins when you're already kind of in this set structure. But it can be hard to strip away all of that structure and accountability. So the question is, how do I structure my time when I don't have any structure? Another common question that comes up is, people who really wanted to relocate for their sabbatical, move to a different city or country. But for whatever reason, they have caregiving responsibilities, they have a spouse or partner who can't go away. There are so many reasons why kind of
the sabbatical where you go away for a semester or a year just doesn't work for most people. And honestly, most of my clients are taking a sabbatical at home. And the concern is, am I going to regret this time? Is it going to be terrible? Am I not going to feel like the time is different? So these are all really common questions and concerns that come up when people start planning their sabbatical. And my sabbatical planning programs guide you to find all of the answers. What's important to know about planning a sabbatical is that every sabbatical looks so different. And that's because your sabbatical, there's no blueprint for an amazing sabbatical, right? I would never say, oh, you should take the exact sabbatical I did. I mean, it was amazing, but it's not necessarily for you because you're coming into sabbatical with different needs and desires, both personally and professionally, than I did. And so your sabbatical needs to reflect what you need and want from your time away. And that all depends on your priorities and your goals for your sabbatical. I was talking to a friend just yesterday about her upcoming sabbatical, and she was feeling so confused and lost because everyone she talked to about her sabbatical had different advice to give her. You should do this. You need to do this. Don't forget to do this. You don't want to regret it. And it's so hard to move forward with planning when there's so much noise around you. And when it comes to sabbatical, people can have really strong opinions, but honestly, no one's opinion except for yours matters, right? And so what you need to do is try to drown out the noise. Honestly, stop asking for advice, which I know can be hard when you're feeling uncertain about something. And you really need to take a moment in the quiet to think about, you know, where am I right now and what do I really need from this time? And if you're in a space where there's just a lot of noise, a lot of like shoulds, I should do this, I should write a grant, I should publish these papers, I should spend more time with my kids, then I would encourage you to take a few minutes, you know, maybe pull out a pen and a piece of paper, take some notes on your phone, or if you're driving and listening to this or running and listening to this, which is, I listen to so many podcasts when I'm running. Just take a minute to think about these prompts, right? And you can always come back to them if you want to write something down. But what I want you to do is picture yourself on sabbatical. Just imagine, put yourself there. You're on sabbatical. You are not teaching. You're not doing research. You don't have your, you know, commute. You may be pretty disconnected from your department, from department politics. That's one of the great things about sabbatical. Now, as you picture yourself on sabbatical, what does it feel like? What are you doing on a daily basis? What do your rhythms and routines look like? Now I want you to think about how you want to feel at the end of your sabbatical. So imagine you're at the end of the sabbatical. How do you feel? Again, it can be helpful to picture yourself. And how is that different from the way you feel now? Finally, what do you want to tell people about your sabbatical when it's over? What are going to be the highlights? In my department, we do something that I've learned is actually quite uncommon because of the positive reactions I've gotten when I describe this. We folks give sabbatical presentations often during our first faculty meeting back in the fall. So anyone who is on sabbatical takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to tell us about their sabbatical. And it's so inspiring. And guess what? It's often not all about the work that they did. I love seeing pictures of all the places people went or the new hobbies they took up or just the creative things that they did that they were able to do because they don't usually have time to do them during a regular semester. So if you had to give a presentation at the end of your sabbatical, what would you want to tell your colleagues? What would you want to tell your friends? So here's the thing, and here's why those prompts are so important. You might be thinking about your sabbatical as a time to get all of the research done. I've definitely had clients who come to me where when I say, you know, what are your personal goals for sabbatical? They say, I didn't even realize I could have personal goals. I thought sabbatical was just, you know, get everything done that I can't usually get done. So you might be going into your sabbatical with really ambitious goals for your productivity, right? I'm going to write for every day for 4 to 5 hours and crank out these articles and grants. And that's fine. But I want you to pay attention to how you were thinking about the prompts that I just gave you. So if you were envisioning your sabbatical as a time of rest, a slower pace, a time to overcome burnout, if you said, you know, something like, I want to tell people that I figured out my priorities and reset my relationship with work, or I deepen my relationships with the people I love, right? So if you were imagining this kind of like slow-paced, restful time for your sabbatical and realizing that what you need is to overcome your burnout, your overwhelm, to create more sustainability in your career, but you were thinking you were going to be writing for 8 hours a day, then those two things are not aligned, right? So that's important information. I always encourage my clients to start with, what do I really need from this time? Because if you've gotten to the point where you have earned a sabbatical, then I'm guessing that you are very smart, very successful, and highly motivated. So I don't need to tell you how to be more productive. What I can help you with is figuring out how to create alignment between what you need from your sabbatical and your sabbatical plan. And that includes working, right? I haven't helped anyone plan a sabbatical who has come away and said, I'm not working at all. But there are ways to think about productivity and products from your sabbatical that are not just sit down and write for, you know, 5 or 6 hours a day if what you need is a lot of rest. So I will stop there. But if you found those questions helpful, then you may want to check out the new free download on my website. I had a different download for a while that was about, you know, 5 steps to planning your sabbatical. And really, as I've grown into this business, I've gotten such a better sense of what people need. And I've realized that identifying what you need from your sabbatical or your sabbatical priorities is such an important step. And so I created this sabbatical clarity toolkit to help you get really clear, obviously, on what you need from your sabbatical. So it takes 30 to 60 minutes to complete, you know, grab a cup of coffee or go sit in a coffee shop with it, take a little time free of distraction, and you're going to be doing some of the thinking that I just prompted you to do in this episode. So there's a short audio file that you'll listen to first. That's kind of the framing, and it introduces why you're doing the work in the toolkit that I'm asking you to do. And then there's a workbook with a set of reflection prompts that get you thinking about what you really need from your sabbatical. And the best part is that what we're trying to do is get rid of all the noise, all the, I should do this, I should do this, and just really think about what in this season where you are in your career, your personal life, what do you need from this time? And so what I'm going to encourage you to do in the toolkit is just let go of all of those external expectations or the things you feel like you should do during your sabbatical that I'm guessing have been rattling around in your head for a while now. So head over to my website to download the Sabbatical Clarity Toolkit. You'll find it right at the bottom of the homepage. The website is bethanywalensky.com, and I'll also put a link in the show notes. You can also head over to the free resources tab on my website, and you can find it there as well. And you'll also find a spot where you can sign up for my monthly Sabbatical Insights newsletter if you want to get on that mailing list too. So Sabbatical clarity, super important. Give it a try and let me know how it went. I love to hear your feedback and hear whether these things are helpful. So before I wrap this up, I just want to share a brief preview of what's coming this year for Sabbatical 101. And the thing I'm most excited about is the live coaching sessions you'll get to hear throughout the year. So in the spring, I put out a call for people to participate in a live coaching session, and the response was overwhelming. Lots of people have questions about their sabbatical, as I'm sure you do too. So over this coming academic year, you will get to hear 7 episodes that I recorded with academics in various stages of sabbatical planning. And so we'll talk about the challenges that they're facing and some solutions that might help them. And so hopefully you'll benefit from hearing their questions, first of all, because I think there's a lot of value to just knowing that you're not the only one having a challenge or asking a particular question. And then I hope you'll also get some insight into your own sabbatical plan from hearing these conversations. I also have a bunch of episodes where I'll just be talking about a range of different sabbatical topics, from running a lab during sabbatical to being a spouse on sabbatical. So one change this year is that I'm going to be airing episodes every 2 weeks, not every week. So if you're, you know, it's Wednesday morning and you don't see me in your feed, don't worry, I will be there the next week. So I hope you'll subscribe and keep tuning in to get more sabbatical insight and inspiration. And if you've been thinking about your own sabbatical and looking for help with planning, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch through the contact button on my website or schedule a 30-minute, no-pressure consultation so I can learn more about your sabbatical and we can see if we're a good fit to work together. Until next time, best of luck with all the back-to-school madness, and I can't wait to share more about sabbatical planning with you this year.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.